You're listening to 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. It's All Things Considered. Curious CBUS is a WOSU reporting project where we ask you, our listeners, for your burning questions, and we set out to find the answers. Listener Carol Branscombe was chatting with a friend from Seattle when she was issued a challenge.
And she said, I bet you don't have a statue of an individual woman, an historic woman in Columbus. And I couldn't think of anything. I wanted to take her up on the bet. But it seemed kind of daunting because I thought, well, how am I going to find out? You know, this is a big city.
So she turned to Curious CBUS producer Michael DeBonis to find the answer, and he joins us now to discuss it. Hi, Michael.
Hello.
So tell us the verdict. Did you find any female statues here in Columbus?
Well, it really depends on how you define it. Of course, there are sculptures that use the female form all over the city. But if you're looking for an actual historical person that has been honored with a statue, we found just one, and that is of Geraldine Jerry Mock, the first woman to fly solo around the world.
Wow. And so where is that statue?
That statue is appropriately located at the John Glenn International Airport.
Okay, so let's get imaginative here for a moment. If we were to get some more statues of historical women somehow connected to Central Ohio, who might we include?
Well, that's a great question, and we put out a call on social media to get suggestions from people, and one that popped up immediately was astronaut Catherine Sullivan. Now, although she wasn't born in Ohio or Columbus, she has strong ties to Central Ohio, and she was actually on All Sides with Ann Fisher recently and talked about that connection.
I migrated to Columbus, recruited out to run the old COSI and build the new building and, you know, bring all that together so that it worked. And I'd been to Ohio once before in my baby astronaut year visiting what was then the Glenn Research Center up in Cleveland.
Right.
I grew up in Southern California, so prior to that, I would be one of those people to kind of say, Ohio.
Yeah, right.
It's grown on me. It's a great place to live. It's a wonderful community to be a part of and contribute to. And I don't think you can pry me out of here now.
Who else was suggested in this call out?
Another suggestion we got that I was really fascinated to learn about was a woman named Golda Edmondson. Mm. She was born in the late 1800s and had a real interesting career in government, both at the state level and the local level here in Columbus. She served in the Ohio House of Representatives and then went on to be elected to the city council and was elected president of the city council. In fact, she's the first woman ever to be elected as president of the city council and actually served as acting mayor for a short time between mayoral terms.
Wow. So we've got a scientist. We've got someone in government. What about the arts?
Well, for the arts, an obvious suggestion that I didn't know all that much about when I started my research was Nancy Wilson. She's a jazz vocalist who is really world-renowned. She got her career started by winning a local TV contest at the age of 15. It was a talent competition, and that led to a career of touring around the country. She eventually got signed to Capitol Records, won 3 Grammys, put out dozens and dozens of records. And in addition to her sort of artistic output, she was also very active in the civil rights movement and marched with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And she grew up, you know, right on the west side in the Hilltop neighborhood.
Well, we will go out with just a bit of her singing How Glad I Am. Michael DeBonis, thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you.
Michael is a producer here at WOSU. He investigated the lack of female statues in Columbus for our Curious CBUS project. To read more about notable women who could be candidates for their own statue or share your ideas, you can visit WOSU.org/curious. This is 89.7.